Jackson, you have the floor.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Jonathan Jackson, and I am one of the co-founders of Blavity, a media platform and community focused on empowering people of African descent based in the United States through original written content, video, and physical gatherings. In the interest of time, I'd like to play a quick video to showcase who we are, give a brief overview of why we exist, and then end with two recommendations that I believe can help minority youth build sustainable media narratives. Blavity is a response to a persistent struggle that underpins much of how African Americans in the United States fight against inaccurate representation and visibility in the stories that govern the current zeitgeist. Narratives shape culture. Culture shapes the places we live, the work we do, and the nations we call home. Blavity's goal is to make sure that these narratives specific to Black youth are reflective of the beauty and power with which we live our lives and design our future. We exist at the intersection of community, media, and technology, which we see as bridging the gap between where we are and where we have the potential to be. This is especially relevant given the UN's current decade-long focus on people of African descent who have globally been subject to their narratives being co-opted against them. The power of media lies in its ability to affirm people that their very existence can be seen as a form of positive resistance. The proliferation of digital tools in the current age allows for our community to come together in unique ways to combat issues that have direct consequences on our bodies and minds. For Black youth in the United States, misrepresentation in media exacerbates consequences both seen and unseen. These systemic issues manifest in ways such as food insecurity in urban centers, housing discrimination, access to quality health care, economic stratification, broadening wealth gap, a criminal justice system that targets communities of color from infancy, and most recently an aggressive campaign against deportation of various immigrants of African descent. How, and more specifically, who tells these stories is a critical component in making sure voices are heard, protected, and affirmed. The lies told about us often become the realities we are forced to contend with. Specific to recommendations, I have two specific ones for the committee on the topic of minority youth and media. For minority youth owned and operated media to survive and youth to be at the forefront, there needs to be a focus on government and public as well as private institutions to create ecosystems that give pathways and access to resources, and not simply regulation of current ones. Innovation does not happen in a vacuum. It demands investment and persistent opportunity creation. This can be spurned by initiatives to provide physical space for youth to build innovations, stipends, and other initiatives to present what we find in the United States called brain drain, where the talented young leaders of cities and states often leave where they are from because the conditions are untenable. As it relates to youth and their ability to build these increased platforms, according to the World Economic Forum, 50% of the jobs young people are being trained for right now will not exist when they enter the workforce. The demand for digital skills is at a fever pitch, and for that trend to be reversed and that gap to be bridged, cities, countries, and member states must prioritize the kinds of skills and exposure for the jobs of the future starting today. This can look like a focus on both STEAM initiatives, focusing on what jobs will look like, presentation skills, and critical thinking. In closing, and being inspired by these current proceedings, I am reminded of James Baldwin's seminal words, which ring even truer today than when he spoke them a few decades ago. To know from whence you came, when you know from whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. Thank you.
Miss